just a very brief word. In the book of Galatians. Chapter 2. Verse 16. I'm going to read the first word. Knowing. Just knowing. Yes. Knowing. What do you know about what the Lord Jesus Christ has offered you in this word? The Bible teaches us in the book of Romans very clearly that we are all sinners. And there is not one righteous. There is nothing in us that is good enough to dwell in the presence of God. Our brother mentioned the saints that we'll be looking at in a few moments. None of them was righteous. None of them was good enough in themselves to be saved, to be pleasing to God. So my question is, what do you know about what the Bible teaches about what the Lord Jesus has done? So let's continue in this verse. It says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. In Galatians 2:16. So, having nothing within ourselves, we read of in this first phrase, the law. The law being given to show what God required. But man could not live up to God's requirements. And thus we find us as none righteous and not being justified by the works of the law. Sorry. But we thank God. We are not justified by the works of the law. But the next phrase says, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. The faithfulness of Christ that we have spoken of this morning, which was intrinsic in his character, has been expressed to us and offered to us in the form of salvation. So we believe in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. Saints, this is a blessed truth. His faith, his faithfulness to God. Which was fully demonstrated on the cross. On the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ proved undoubtedly he was faithful to God. So my question again remains, do you know this? Do you know that he, in his faith for God, has given his life for you, for each of us, on the cross? So it says in Ephesians that we are saved by grace through faith. So I... So I'd ask you, if you have not yet, please put your trust in this blessed one. Through his faith, we can be saved. For his name's sake.